Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Park Lodges with the third chance for Shelburne.
Yeah, on it goes. They obviously haven't made the group stages now of the Europa League. It seems to be very hard to get knocked out of Europe, really.
They might play Linfield.
Yeah, or the Faroe
Islands. So it's not like our draws here where if the ball comes out and you've met before, it goes back into the draw again, no?
No, there's no clause to prevent repeat pairings, as they say. But Shelburne did start out in the Champions League qualifiers and then they went into the Europa League qualifiers and now they're dropping down to the Europa Conference League qualifiers. So it's a long-winded process, but I suppose their fans knew it was a tough ask last night and they ended up losing 3-1 at Talca Park to the Croatian champions Rijeka. The visitors were 2-0 up before Shells pulled a late goal back from a Mipo Adubeko penalty, only for the Croatians to score again near full-time, and they went on to progress 4-3 over the two legs. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue was at Talca Park and he sought out the assessment of Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien.
Some top players, I think people saying that there tonight, you know how good the side they are. So, but first half, to be honest, giving up a bit of territory, giving up a bit of possession, top first 15, 20, 25 minutes, or at your ground, really. I think restricting them to post shots, really, from far. Then was a moment of magic, I suppose, from a very good player, like, obviously, and put us on the back foot. And again, here, it's about managing moments. I said this to the boys, it's about managing halves of football, and sometimes you get that. And it's about getting into half time. You got into half time, one down, tweaked it a little bit, changed it, top second half again. We are good, we are probably the better side, second half. Got ourselves back into it with the penalty and here, small margins, we probably had a chance backstick to get the goal. They went up the other end and they got the bit of luck and got the goal, you know, and tough night, obviously hard one to take, but it is what it is.
Were you disappointed in, there was a bit of an anxiety to your play, to holding on to a well-deserved away lead? It's quite difficult to do, isn't it?
I didn't think so. I thought, as you said, I think people didn't see how good the team they were. Here we are playing, obviously we knew that. Obviously, lad that was coming back in from suspension, a couple of players that came back in, the midfielder, Petrovic and obviously Fruk coming back in. I think you showed the quality that they have. Here it's one of them things, you know, fans here and you have a great atmosphere here and it was a brilliant atmosphere. Fans want you to tear it after them and go, at this level of player, they pop it around to you. As soon as you start giving spaces, they make you pay, you know. So that was never going to be the game plan. And as I said, first half here, I knew they were going to start strong, I knew they were going to have a lot of possession. But apart from like a moment of magic really for the first goal, restricted them to really posh shots, I thought. Kerr had a chance. I thought we had chances throughout the game. We probably didn't take them. Second half, Meepo was a chance. Yeah, we didn't take their chances. They took theirs.
You have a lifeline. You have a playoff against either Linfield or Vikingur of the Faroe Islands. They're up in Belfast on Thursday. Will you go and see them?
Ah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it isn't. That's part of the game. Obviously, you're doing your homework. So, yeah, I'll be up there on Thursday to have a look. As you said, it's a huge opportunity. You know, the lads are horned. The dressing room's horned. But as I said, them in there, you got to turn that, you know, into the hunt, you know, and that horde and that listening to them celebrating. It's just part of the game. That has to be your hunting now, you know, to go after what we want, and what we want is group stages.
That's Joey O'Brien. If they do get to the group stages of that Conference League, they'll have a bit of a conundrum because Talca Park's capacity is only about 3,500 for European games. So I wonder, might there be a temptation to go to Croke Park? It's in the vicinity and there's not much
it's
GA on there.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have to open it entirely, maybe just the lower tiers of the stands. Now, because of European competitions, quite a few Premier League games will be played on Sunday afternoons at the same time. And Sky Sports announced yesterday that it will give viewers the option to watch four games at the same time on the one channel. There will be one main match with three smaller screens lined up alongside. And they've decided that one commentator will have to commentate across the four games at the same time.
Would you fancy that?
No. It's hard enough to do one game with all this simultaneous action and replays and substitutions. It's a nightmare. We'll see how it goes anyway. It will be a real test of skill for whoever's landed with it the first day. Tottenham will play PSG tonight in the UEFA Super Cup in the Italian city of Udine. The ground has over 2,000 solar panels on the stadium's roof and produces enough energy per year to make the stadium entirely self-sufficient. Kick-off this evening is at 8 o'clock. The match is live on RTE2 television with commentary from Darren Maloney and Ronnie Whelan. The Clare County Board has moved quickly to appoint a new football manager following the resignation of Peter Keane. The former Éire Óg Ennis manager Paul Madden is to take over in a 3-year agreement. He led the club to 3 county titles during his time in charge, and Clare fans will no doubt be hoping the local appointment brings stability after their last two managers, Kerry Men, Mark Fitzgerald and Peter Keane, resigned after 1 year each. We mentioned earlier Michael Verney's report in the Irish Independent that all GAA club championship games in Wexford have been called off over the electric picnic weekend. I got a call after the bulletin letting me know that Kildare GAA also play no games that weekend because of the picnic, and they've done so for a few years now. So it is a bit of a trend. It's going to be a second blank weekend in August for Wexford. They also called off all games last weekend because of the flap.
So if you want a game called off for Oasis this weekend, you could use this as a precedent, yeah?
Interesting. Yeah, there's a bit of a conundrum. Where's the line drawn?
What are you planning?
Our championship starts the same weekend as Electric Picnic, and we begin to wonder now, can we get it postponed?
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Let us know how you get on. Young Kerry footballer Ben Murphy is to travel to Australia this week to advance discussions with the Brisbane Lions about joining the Aussie Rules Club. The Austin Stacks man was part of the Kerry team that won this year's Munster Under 20 Championship. A difficult task awaits the Ireland women's hockey team at the European Championships in Mönchengladbach tonight. Ireland are the only team in the tournament yet to score a goal or pick up a point, and to qualify for the semi-finals they need to beat Germany by two clear goals and hope the Netherlands beat France. The game has a 7 o'clock pushback and it'll be shown live on the RTE News channel. At the European Sailing Championships in Sweden, Eve McMahon now lies fifth in the overall qualification round of the women's one-person dinghy event. Her brother Ewan lies sixth in the men's event. Meanwhile, a revamp of the America's Cup next year will see all crews compelled to have at least one female sailor, and in an effort to increase interest, a guest seat will be kept free for a VIP or a social media influencer. Finally, Mark English broke his own Irish 800 metres record by more than half a second at the Hungarian Grand Prix meet in Budapest.
Porrick, thank you. It's now 17 minutes to 9.